Good evening and welcome. Welcome one and all to When We Were Two. I am your host, Joe Bracco. Let's get into it once again. Family, one and all family. You know, are we ready? Are we ready for family? Are we ready for parenthood? That is the topic of this ever-present conversation. There's really no way to define it. There's no way to explain the readiness or, in my case, lack thereof. I remember being young. I remember being young, never had any sisters or brothers, looking at my family, my mother, my father, arguing profusely at every table, at every plate that was in front of us. There would be tiffs, large and small, long and wide in length and in volume, always going back and forth. And I was wondering, as a little tyke of it all, looking at these giants, not really, I mean, they were 5'4" and maybe 5'6" at best, but they looked giant-like at every turn. And when I would look at them for answers, wondering, is this the family that I was thrust into existence in and around? Is this something of a growing experience for me? Because at some point, I would graduate to the point, even as a young child, I thought, I will get to the point where I will have some development of my own. And that development took me to various places, various scenes, various events, if you will, whether it be a weekend trip to an extended family, extended event where there would be maybe 5, 10, maybe 15, 20 others surrounding all in similar O-like ethnic name, the Bracco, the DePrisco household, as we were split between mother and father. All these people, some relative, some blood relation, sitting around the table, enveloped in the culture, the climate, and of course the food and drink that was family. Now, as you would scale over years, regardless of the childlike form, you would go from child to adolescent to young adulthood, and then ultimately to adulthood, where you thought, regardless of the preparation, yes, at some point, I will have my own version of this. Good, bad, or indifferent, this is going to happen. To what degree, no one really knows, okay? But you knew that it would happen in some spectrum, some plane, some force of nature would thrust me, in this example, into some semblance of family. Would I be prepared for this undertaking? Is it analogous to that of a profession where, okay, fine, we'll amass a certain amount of grades, of education, of experience, and that will give me the bridge to family betterment where, yes, I am prepared. I am prepared, or so it seems, to have this undertaking come to fruition. Will this be the case for me? I would tell you that in this degree, the answer wholeheartedly was no. Fear. Fear, one and all, fear for me. Yes, I had trepidation. I would look no further than the family that I had to give me a glimpse of what was to come. Of course, taking a step back, I would want different. Some characteristics, yes, you could take some positive or positives away from the family that I had into my own. But by and large, no, I wanted something different. Wanted something with some semblance of solidarity, some semblance of consistency. No fear, let's get your footing together, Joe. Let's move on forward to the point where you are ready for this, and regardless of when it would happen, if and when that would come to fruit, you would be ready. I would tell you that's not the case. That is not the case, and I remember the day that I had the first glimpse of what was to come 9 months thereafter with my daughter. My daughter, now almost on the verge of three, Victoria, as we like to call her, at least I do, Tomato. Okay, I remember that first day when I had my first glimpse, my first eye-opening experience as a soon-to-be parent and father. In the hospital, my then wife and I, sitting, waiting for the results of a burn. Yes, a burn. I have told this story before, but I will bring it to light yet again for all of you. We had just went through an era of chaos. My wife was burned on her stomach, literally burned by a concoction of the dinner variety. A pressure cooker had gone awry, had literally exploded, water all over the place, entered in and around her stomach to the point where she had second degree burns. Rushing to the hospital, her strength beyond reproach, she made it, so did I. In semi-cool, calm, and collected form, we waited. Doctor coming in, Tatiana, Joe, I have some interesting news for you. Oh yeah, what was that? Well, you know, really to assess the would-be damages on the stomach, we had to do a bit of an ultrasound, a bit of a sonogram, a bit of a test, if you will, to determine the severity. And to my surprise, I have some news for you. You're pregnant. What? You're telling us now. You're telling us now, collectively, that we are now. We always say we, but really, it's not we. It's you. It's the woman that is pregnant, that is bringing the beauty, the fear, the life-changing experience that is in her stomach, out. Okay. She was pregnant. That day, the hellish experience of the burn, the enlightenment, the roller coaster ride that was sadness, now happiness. What the hell just happened? What just happened? Are you telling us while my wife has a literal bandage around her stomach that yes, she's pregnant? She is pregnant. And the very fact that she's pregnant while my wife is going through this ridiculous burn experience told me full stop of the strength not only that my wife is feeling at the time, but the strength that my daughter must already have. I mean, I am speaking to you as the host of When We Were Two. Okay, When We Were Two, The moral of the When We Were Two story, one and all, has everything to do with the childlike form and backbone that we possess. Remembering in our innocence what kind of tyrant we were back then, beyond reproach. The demanding motion of a child, the backbone, the gumption, the gall, the moxie of a child. And to think that my daughter didn't wait until she was two to be that way. She was already that way in my wife's belly. That day, I had the first glimpse. Looking at my wife that day and examining just her utter elation, just the surprise, the overarching, just, I don't even want to describe it as cheerful, but just downright amazement of what the heck was going on. You know, sitting in a gurney and then hospital bed, knowing that your body was in recovery, but your body was not yours alone. Now you're carrying another one. From a third-party perspective, I will tell you, it was ridiculous to watch. It was ridiculous to watch it because she was still fearful, and rightly so. Yes, the baby was just an unimaginable strength to be living in spite of all this that was going on. But if this gave me, as a soon-to-be newly minted father, any indication of what kind of strength I would need to have from a third-party perspective, yeah, I really needed to get it together. Still do. This is not, from parenting and from a fatherhood realm, certainly not from my degree, something that can come anywhere close to a master class. Not by any means. No way. We are learning as my daughter is still eating in baby spoon-like form. Okay? You can visualize the child with the bowl sitting there, hand over fist at first, until the parent says, no, wait. You have enough on your face. You have enough around your cheeks and down your shirt, over top the bib. Enough with the littered reproach to eating. Let's go ahead and give you something. We're gonna give you a spoon with the hope that this is going to curtail the action, okay, of calories all over the place, except for where it needs to be, in your mouth. As my daughter would ingest, okay, in delicate-like form, hopefully, with the baby spoon, so would I ingest the learning curve of parenting and fatherhood. Which leads us to the reason behind When We Work. When We Work 2, One and All, examines what is it like to truly be not only a first-time father, but a first-time child. Remembering what it was like to be an only child in my steps. To have a father and mother that didn't know what the hell they were doing. And throwing the caution to the wind. Yes, they had talents separate, but they were trying to meld them together for my sake. What it was like to sometimes lead that charge and then sometimes follow. Same difference with my daughter. Especially now. Especially now, looking at it in terms of not only first-time parenting, but first-time fatherhood from somewhat of a far distance away. This will be an interesting podcast, to say the least. I hope that you, one and all, will join me on this approach, on this ride. Get ready. Baby spoons are coming. That's right. With that, you have come to the end of episode one of When We Were Two. Until next time, rest easy.